Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I'm Tyler Davis.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Tyler Davis is here.
Tyler Davis is interesting. Very interesting. Oh. Because I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for a long time because you strike me as someone who is not a fan of Lifetime or Hallmark. Am I right?
Not really. I think I watched one in like health class in high school.
Sure. Very standard.
Like the PSA ones.
Yeah. PSA. Yeah.
Something about an eating disorder.
Right. You know, we covered those.
Okay.
We covered those.
Yeah, we covered the eating disorders.
The podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, very problematic. It should not be shown in health class. But I'm glad that's your gateway.
Yeah.
Into Lifetime. And now you're fully submerged, right? You're so into it.
You're a fan now.
You're forever a fan now, for real. You're a forever fan.
All right.
It's like you watch one, and then you're in.
You're in now, Tyler.
They've got me.
Tyler. Mm-hmm.
It's like a what is that? Like a gang?
An indoctrination.
Like a cult?
Like once you're in. Oh, yeah. A cult.
Yeah.
A cult. Indoctrination.
Yeah. Yep. We've indoctrinated you, Tyler.
Okay.
You're in it to win it.
Yep.
So, today... Well, also another reason why I had Tyler on for this specific one is because the movie that we're talking about today is called Deadly Influencer.
Oh.
And I was like, who is an influencer in my life?
Oh.
And I'm like, Tyler.
Tyler Davis. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just the perfect fit.
So this is this like just from the title, is this in response to like some of this crazy shit that's going on with the Instagram influencer murdery?
Sure. Okay. Less Instagram, more YouTube, this movie.
Gotcha.
So I brought a clip for you of an influencer because I'm 100% sure that you don't watch influencers on YouTube.
I don't. I try not to.
But sometimes have you ever?
Yes, I have accidentally.
Okay.
I think.
I brought a clip today of my favorite influencer. Mm-hmm. Her name is Emma Chamberlain, okay? She's 17. She just turned 18, probably. She's a teenager. She lives alone in L.A. now because she got so rich and famous off of YouTube that she moved to L.A., has a place, and, you know, she was like a high school YouTuber and then blew up. She makes... Let me tell you how much money she makes, Drew.
Oh, God.
Per day, she makes $6,000 a day from her videos. Okay. Her videos are like 15 minutes long. She has 7 million YouTube subscribers and 60 million total views. Okay. And this is what people are watching.
I'm going to try to
Here we go.
People like to say that I'm actually a quirky teen. And I am. I'm a teen. And so it just makes sense that I would also come up with a summer bucket list and I'd check that shit off as summer goes along and I would have the best summer ever. Right? Because I see everyone else doing it and now I want to do it. Here's the plan. Okay, game plan. Tonight I'm going to make a very cute and colorful.
So she basically does little projects.
And I'm going to get some ideas from people online because there's no way I can come up with a shit on my own. Tomorrow, I'm going to spend the whole day trying to do every activity on my summer bucket list in one day. Because guess what? I don't have time to waste. Summer's almost over.
True, yeah, you do.
So I'm going to just do all of the activities.
You literally, you have time to waste. You have, that's actually now what you have.
Right.
Now you've done what you've got
to
do.
You make so much money, you have time to waste. So yeah, she releases like
one video
a week.
I do kind of like her sass.
Well,
she's got some sass.
That's why she's my favorite one because she's not like trying to be like a beautiful Instagram model. I mean, she is beautiful, but she's usually doing her videos with no makeup. She's kind of like, I'm a procrastinator. I have to do these videos now because they make money. And here I am doing a bucket list. Okay. And I'm going to fail at it. It's going to be terrible, but you're still going to watch it and I'm going to make money.
That's
You know?
You know what?
Yeah.
Fine. Good for her.
Right?
Yeah.
She's just right spot, right time.
I get mad, but I think it's just from jealousy.
Oh, this is totally a jealousy thing for influencers.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could have, if I was 17, I would have been the perfect YouTube
person. Yeah, it seems
like
it's just a lot of luck.
Killed on YouTube.
What gets me is like, I'm a pretty heavy YouTube user. I probably watch like 3 hours of YouTube a day. And there's never, like, I've never heard of her, and there's probably hundreds like her with millions of followers.
Yes.
That, like, no one else knows about.
It's very niche.
Yeah.
Somehow.
There's somehow enough you people, have 60 there's million
enough,
views.
There's and... enough people on the internet that you, it's perfectly spread out. Like, everything's fine. Yeah.
Well, and they don't really cross over into anything else. Like, she's never going to cross over into anything. She's never going to be on a Lifetime movie. You know what I mean? She won't really hit it big. Well,
she might.
I mean, please. If she's in a Lifetime movie, we're covering
it. She can do whatever she wants.
But yeah, so this movie is kind of Lifetime's very wrong interpretation of that.
Okay. Okay.
Very, very wrong.
Very wrong and problematic.
And
The name again.
It's called Deadly Influencer.
Deadly Influencer. Yeah. Okay.
It might have a different title on IMDb. I'll tell you the stars, and maybe that will help you find it.
Okay.
So we have Megan Taylor Campbell, Abby Ross, and Annie Dudendeck. All very Canadian people.
Yeah.
This one was straight up all in Canada. So, yes, we'll jump into the movie and we will talk about it.
Oh, Dudek. And Dudek.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, I have business. Oh, my God. I almost forgot my business.
Business. Hashtag business. Time.
Business on the top. Because Tyler not only is an established influencer of my life and now yours and a Lifetime cult member, he's also an excellent reader.
Oh,
so
he's good at reading out loud.
He's good at reading out loud, a skill I lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
I hated reading in class. That was like always the worst. Like, does someone want to read this passage? I'm like, not me. Not me, bitch. All right, so we have a review. Nice review today. It's a little bit longer, but Tyler, he, you know, put in his eye drops. He can see very well.
Oh, chick from House and Dudek. Yeah. Anyway,
great non sequitur. You're ruining business, Drew. This is all about business.
Business time.
Yes, write reviews.
Top hat on.
Okay, here we go.
All right, this is a 5-star review.
Fuck yeah!
I'm one of those people who watch all Hallmark, ION, Up, Freeform, BET, TV One, and Lifetime, etc. Christmas movies and any Lifetime movie that piques my interest. Usually the ones about famous people or their rom-coms. I simply adore Patrick. He is, as Wendy Williams says, a friend in my head. I enjoy his funny and insightful commentary, and when I write my Christmas movie, he will be my gay best friend, and we will wonder how we two POCs, I am Haitian, ended up in this Christmas movie, LOL, and I will move him from boxes of wine to bottles of wine. You are too classy for boxes, Patrick. Drew Bear is a great co-host, and they have great rotating co-hosts. Stay for the What You Say Candace Cameron Bure ending. It is fun.
Hell right? Yeah. What's the name on there? What was the name on that?
The user?
Yeah, user.
Hold on.
That needs a shout out, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
That comes to us from Saruv.
Saruv.
Thanks, Saruv. That's so nice.
Saruv, Haitian Saruv.
Yeah. And a writer.
Dude,
writing Lifetime movies.
Saruv, write that Lifetime movie.
Put us in it.
I'll be the best friend, dum-dum.
Why are you all of a sudden the best friend? You have to be like
I'll be the dum-dum idiot best friend.
I want you to be like the alcoholic murderer.
Oh, that's fine. I can do that too.
Or like a sexy I could be gardener.
Anything sexy.
For real?
Remind me and I'll get my back waxed.
Right when the movie was done, I did Google how to write a Lifetime movie, thinking like, I could do that. You can't just submit stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you need like an agent and how normal
find an
work.
Agent, start like writing. It works. You know, Lifetime seems like the place where you can just kind of like pop by and be like, hi, and here I am.
It's not like willy-nilly like Netflix.
Right.
You got to actually have an agent.
All right. So business time over. Everyone write a review of the podcast. Mm-hmm. 5 stars emojis, please. Okay, now let's jump into the movie.
Top hat off, Hawaiian shirt on.
Yes, Deadly Influencer. So we have Skylar, okay? She has black hair. She's very pale. Almost like a Morticia Adams vibe.
She's very gothy.
Other than being pale, she kind of looks like AOC.
What's that?
The Congresswoman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, I thought, what direction they were going at first.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. But she's very business, speaking of business, and she is having a social media party for her friend Monica. Mm. Now, Monica is a social media influencer. She puts out videos and stuff. Or she might be an Instagram person, I think.
They never really go into really what say, she does.
She doesn't really have videos, but she just has like a picture in a circle, and it's like, yay, Monica got 20,000 or 200,000 subscribers.
Nice.
And they like have a party, and everyone's cheering, and Monica like steps out on the balcony, and she gets a call from the big agency, the big talent agency.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. The legitimate.
Yeah, they're like, we're ready to take it to the next level, mm-hmm. and let's do the meeting, and they basically want her to sign a contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, I'm do so it. Down. Yeah, do so it. She hangs up the phone, and she turns around, and there's Skylar. Skylar's like, who are you just talking to?
Is she tilting her head forward and kind of to yes. the side?
Yes, 100%. Yep.
That's what
the whole movie, actually.
That's what she looks like she would do the whole time.
Yes. This actress is going for the evil.
Yeah.
Evil character.
Fuck yeah. I'm in.
And she's like, I'm having none of this. Like, I am your manager. We are going to get to the next level together.
Yeah.
I got you 200,000 followers. And Monica's like, I just want to just do my own thing. Well, she gets like, I don't know exactly how it happens. I think like they just like start talking really close, and then Monica falls over the edge of the balcony.
Yeah.
What?
They're on a ledge of a balcony.
Oh, she just dies?
Well, she doesn't die. Oh. She gets unconscious and goes to the hospital.
Okay.
But Skylar tells everyone that she was real drunk at the party celebrating and fell over.
Yeah.
You know? So at the hospital, Monica's mom, who looks like Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
Like a knockoff Katherine Heigl, which Katherine Heigl should totally be in Lifetime movies. Lifetime, you're really slacking on this. She's the total perfect person to be in a Lifetime movie.
Is it Julia? Is that her mom?
I don't know what the name is.
I'm only
of the
looking
mom.
At these.
Hell
things.
If I know. Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Blonde?
She's blonde, yeah. She's blonde that and one. Looks like Katherine Heigl.
That one?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay.
So she learns that her daughter is paralyzed, or not paralyzed.
Yeah.
She's just in a coma.
Yeah.
And she's like very not a fan of social media.
Yeah. And the best part of this scene is the doctor comes up to her and goes, actually, the alcohol in her system saved her life. Her body went limp as she fell, which is like the oldest sort of urban myth.
Yeah, it's like,
yes,
feel like he survived the fall from his parachute not coming out because he was wasted.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Skylar is like, you know, oh fuck, I did this wrong. She's still alive. Like, what am I gonna do? Mm-hmm. She goes over and looks over Monica's body in the hospital, and she's like.
She tilts her
she
head.
She like, down yeah. You know, she's like looking for the plug or like whatever, but she can't find it. She gets a text from a girl named Jessica. Mm-hmm. And a Jessica is her next social media client, moving to town from another town. Okay. And she, her name's Jessica Lake. She does YouTube videos very similar to Emma Chamberlain, actually. She's like a teen, like talking about high school, like doing all these things.
And a lot of like fashion stuff.
Yeah, she's more into fashion, not like Emma Chamberlain. And she's very excited to like start this new chapter in her life because her and her mom are moving. I don't know what happened that made them move, but they're moving. In the middle of the school year.
That's a whole other movie right there.
And Skylar and Jessica have been emailing back and forth over 200 emails, they specify. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of emails. Also, why are we counting?
That's more emails than I've ever sent in my whole life.
Right. And we get a little flash of like Skylar's home life. So she has a sister who's not her sister. She's like her cousin.
Doreen.
Okay.
Doreen. And with a name like Doreen, you know, she's homely. And she works like a night shift as a waitress at a diner.
Absolutely, she does. She works at Denny's.
And Skylar's mom is dead. Okay. Her mom died. She has no parents. It's just her and Doreen living in her mom's house. And Skylar is very, Doreen is like, Skylar, you're very controlling, just like your mom. You're both control freaks, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So they're setting that up a little bit, setting it up. So at school, Jessica meets a hot guy, and his name's Rick. And she's like, Rick. Oh, Rick's great. But Skylar's like, no time for boys. You need to focus on me and your social media career. And Jessica's like, I'm just here at school, being in school,
just to get that
doing my school stuff. But
I mean, Rick's on the football team.
He's on the football team. He's like a hunk. Not a hunk. Actually, he wasn't really that hot. No. But he's like hot.
Yeah.
He's like hot in the movie.
Quote unquote. Yeah.
But didn't do anything for me. This was no twunk situation, George.
That's fair. That's
now that you have that vocabulary in your language. So Jessica gets in trouble with the teacher. Like, and the teacher is like a substitute or something, like a new teacher. And she's like, can you stay after class? Jessica, you're in trouble. Turns out the teacher is her mom.
Jessica's mom.
Oh.
So she's like, haha, daughter, just kidding. Yeah. How do you like school? What's going on?
I just want to talk to you. I'm bored.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird, but they have like their mother-daughter talk. Yeah.
Luckily, there was an opening for a substitute on her first day.
Right.
It all kind of lined
up. Cool.
Yes. Yeah. So Monica, remember her, she is making a speedy recovery back at the hospital. And
thank God.
Much to Skylar's dismay. Skylar's like, oh, what? I pushed her really hard.
Yeah, but I pushed her like super hard off the
really plate. Hard. I mean, she was drunk really hard. She was drunk really hard off the ledge.
Is this the first of many of Skylar's mirror speeches to herself?
Yes.
Oh, they're so good.
So true.
Evil mirror speeches.
She talks to the mirror.
Yeah.
And she tells herself that she wants to be in charge, right?
She punctuates every one of these speeches with staring right into her own eyes and saying, don't be weak.
Yes.
Don't be weak.
Don't be weak. She's like,
you must be in charge of your destiny.
She's just staring at herself. Get that dick. Get that dick.
Right?
Get that dick all day.
You know, but it's not even that because like her managing kind of has like a lesbian undertone to it too.
She's like, get that pussy. Yeah,
there's a lot of tension there.
Okay. Oh boy. But yeah, so she decides to order a nursing outfit online with glasses. And she makes fake credentials with her like little like computer and prints them off.
She gets all hacker.
Mm-hmm.
She's like hacker, like hacking.
She like buys a vial of something online.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's never really described how she got poison.
Sure. I mean, we don't
deep web. Deep web.
Yeah, whatever. Sure. It's just it's poison. It has like a little skull and crossbones on it, probably. and she sneaks into the hospital, goes to Monica's room, puts something in the IV, and then sneaks out totally undetected.
Brilliant.
You know? So then Monica, of course, is dead. Meanwhile, because, you know, that's all happening.
Poor Monica. She was so
like
young.
Nighttime. Jessica and her mom are talking about the dangers of social media. And I brought a clip because this cannot be explained. One thing about the clip, I watch these movies only 2x the speed. So it is a little faster than you're going to be used to.
Okay.
Hold on.
Noted.
Right.
Because I'll be like, that seems weirdly fast.
But it was like a 1:30 scene, so I like had to speed it up a little bit. Like 50%.
That's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
Social media. The root of all evil. No, of course not. I believe everything in moderation. Besides like Pixar posts, they just prey on our basic human weaknesses. Loneliness, the need to belong. Promises there can be very false.
How is having a community false?
Because it's not a community. Not for real. I mean, humans being together. That's a community, not some culture based on how many likes or followers we can get.
Well, I guess so. But there has to be some good in it. Social media is here to stay, Mom.
Yeah, it can be a great tool for reaching people. I just think we need balance. And too much of this stuff desensitizes us to reality. Do you remember the other night we were out to dinner and we saw these people sitting at the table across from us?
They were all looking at their phones.
And not with each other. They were family. IRL. And in real life, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You get it.
Can we do all the clips at 50%?
Well,
it was like she looked like she was on coke. She like just snorted. She's like,
it's a real Gilmore Girls vibe.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, you don't miss anything because the pauses in the dialogue for Lifetime movies are so long.
Right.
Yeah. That
no, you don't. But it does change. It changes
the vibe.
A little bit. If it was out of context, if you didn't know, it was
sure. Yes.
But
so,
I do love that.
But basically, like they're getting very preachy about social media in this movie and setting it up as their like thesis for the movie,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media is
bad. She has a point. She has a point.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you just need balance. I don't know.
Right.
Look, I don't know. I'm just an old lady. I don't know. I don't care.
So she's like, I don't want to be all preachy old lady, but she totally is.
Mm-hmm.
But so Monica, her death like rocks the school. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, coming to school in black. They're like wearing veils. They're crying. Mm-hmm. They have like little shrines to Monica everywhere. You know, it's like very dramatic.
Yeah.
But, you know, not really. No one actually cares.
It's over pretty quick.
Yeah, no one cares. They're just like, oh, whatever. And no one connects Skylar to anything. They're just like, oh, she just died.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Skylar did the perfect crime.
I guess she did.
Well.
And Skylar and Jessica bond because both their parents are dead. So
okay.
I guess Jessica's dad died. So maybe that's why she moved. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
He's in prison. It's a whole other movie. It's a different.
But yeah, after talking about their dead parents, we get a fashion makeover. And you know I love a good makeover. And this like delivered on the makeover.
Did it.
For real. It was like... Skylar's getting the makeover. So
okay.
Before she was wearing,
black.
And then she's wearing like a skirt. You know, yeah. Makeover complete.
It was like, take your glasses off and put your ponytail
down.
Your hair down. Total.
Like, she's hot, bro.
Yeah, and everyone's like, whoa, she's great. And she's like, Skylar's feeling very inspired. She's like, Jessica, this is the thing for your vlog. You're going to do makeovers for all the students in school. And you're going to be a fashion icon.
Yeah.
And, like, use that social media persona. And Jessica's like, sounds great.
Great
idea. I love fashion. Mm-hmm. So the new direction actually does, like, catapult Jessica to, like, 2,000 followers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now Jessica can't go anywhere without her classmates, like, fangirling over her. Like, taking out pictures and be like, oh my God, it's Jessica Lake!
Well, and this is what got me is that
so weird.
I don't think it's explained, like, how that happens.
Right.
It's like, oh, Skylar's just a great manager. Mm-hmm. But, like, what? She doesn't really do... We don't see what she does.
No, or the videos.
It's all off camera.
It's just...
Social media is off camera.
They don't have time for that shit.
Or a budget for, like, the design of
the design, like watching a YouTube a video. It's like, hey everyone, I'm
hey guys, it's me, Jessica Lake.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe. Point down, point down,
click the bell
if you forgot.
So, everyone's taking selfies with her, and like that guy, the hot guy, Rick, he's like, hey, you know, not because you're famous or anything, but do you want to go on a date? And she's like, oh, that's great. She's like, but you have to bring a friend for Skylar because she's my friend. He's like, no problem. So they go on their double date, and at the double date, everyone is taking pictures of them. It's like they're celebrities in their town.
Yeah.
You know? And the boys are like, this is weird. But the guy, Adam, is the other guy who's supposed to be with Skylar. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, well, let's get out of here, Skylar. And then goes outside, and he gets like a little too handsy, and she's like, don't touch me. Do not do that. And he keeps going, and she just beats the shit out of him.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
and
fun.
She's like, I said, don't touch me.
I said, don't touch
me. So don't, really don't.
And
I'm fine with that.
I am of Satan.
Right.
I worship Satan.
And she's like, if you keep going, it's going to get worse. It's
like,
oh, she says
a big
shit.
Threat.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's badass.
So she is not having any of it. So you know she's capable of beating people up or killing her friend Monica.
Yeah.
She's capable of anything.
Because she listens to Marilyn Manson. That's why. That's why she's capable of
She
all
looks
that.
Like she would.
Yeah.
Pre-makeover.
She probably hasn't. She's too young to know who Marilyn Manson is.
And we're too old to know who the equivalent is.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So fuck us.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, is that the guy?
She loves Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she loves Billie
Eilish is a girl.
I'm going to say also Slipknot. But.
Okay, great. So Doreen is left at home being homely. You know, she's just like working and going home. And she's like going through all of Skylar's stuff. Like she's very suspicious of her and like jealous of her.
Which way? Who is?
Doreen, the cousin.
Oh, cousin. Okay, yeah.
And she sets up like a fake social media account or something and like reaches out to Jessica to be like, hey, I'm Skylar's cousin. Let's be friends.
Okay. Yeah. This is after she finds the scrubs too.
Yeah.
She finds the nurse scrubs.
So she's on
to... Oh, she finds some scrubs.
And you know what
she's on her, she's like looking at her laptop and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Doreen is trying to get things done in this town. She's the only one who cares about Monica's death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
she didn't even know Monica, but she just knows that.
But she's like, she's
it's suspicious.
She's being a detective about it.
Right, because like, there is no detective
fucky,
in this movie.
Something's fucky.
But they plan to do a surprise party. So, for Skylar.
Okay.
Because she hates surprises, I guess. I'm like, Doreen's motives for putting the party on like seem shady, but then it ends up just being a surprise party, and I'm like, what was the point of this?
And a like a fun thing. Is it like her birthday or something?
I don't know, I think so. It's like, I guess Skylar's mad because she didn't want anyone to know that Doreen was her relative or existed.
Okay, that's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Daria Quinn situation.
Yes.
Cool. So, more social media happens.
I like that. Okay, that makes more sense. Daria and Quinn.
Daria and Quinn.
So I get that more than any other reference that we've made.
Great. So, we get like a little like clips of social media and like fangirling at the clothing store and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, at the surprise party, which is pretty lame. It's like a banner and like a birthday cake or something. Mm-hmm. It's a lame party. But Skylar is so mad, she takes Doreen, like, to the garage. She's like, how dare you throw me this party? How dare you tell anyone we're related? You're ugly and disgusting.
Which she isn't.
Which she isn't. No, she's I mean,
from the picture.
She's totally fine.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be, like, so homely. So, like, ugh. working at night. Being a waitress.
Ugh, she works at Denny's.
Exactly. Before she goes to the garage to like talk to Doreen, she talks herself up in the mirror and says, don't be weak again.
Yeah.
But
get that pussy slash dick. Get that pussy
right.
slash
dick. She's like, Doreen, we're going to get you a rideshare car. I can't even say it because it's not even real. And she says, a rideshare car. We're going to get you a rideshare car.
They say that a couple times
in the
film.
You can't say Lyft or Uber.
Yeah.
Just say a rideshare.
You'd think you'd just say, I'm going to get you a ride.
Yeah.
Would be the human way.
That would be the human way to say it.
Yeah, I'll get you a ride.
My theory is that they wanted product placement from Uber, and then when they couldn't get it, they just like... find replaced everything in the script with rideshare,
right?
Without really checking if that made any sense,
right?
Oh boy, yeah. Actually, that sounds
that's
really,
actually
really true.
Exactly what happened. Yeah. Yep.
And she then beats Doreen with a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then she's like, "I really beat that bitch with a bat."
And then there's a song. And then she
I beat that bitch with a bat. You know that song? I beat that bitch with a bat. I beat that bitch with a bat.
And then there's like a horn.
Yes, totally. We should make that song.
Actually, we got to make it.
Someone remix that.
Actually, we're gonna make that song.
Right. That's the new outro. Okay. All right. Great.
I will fucking do it. I don't care.
Sure. So Jessica wakes up. Or Jessica comes in on all this scene here, and she's like, "Oh, what happened?" And Skylar's like, throws the bat. She's like, "Oh,
the bloody bat."
She's drunk.
Aluminum Louisville.
Yes, totally.
Clang, tang, clang, clang in the garage.
Like she fell. She's drunk. Yeah. Let's take her home.
Which she was very drunk.
She was. So they take her home, and she's like, "I'm never drinking again. I can't believe I got this out of control."
In her never drinking again thing, she opens her bedside table drawer, pulls out a bottle of vodka, and throws it away in her bedroom trash can, like a little tiny one. It's like 2 feet away from where it was before.
It's also a cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like,
there's ice in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Great.
It's cooled off. I better take another pull.
So Jessica doubles down on her vlog. She's like 100% into it. And I think Skylar like gives her a contract or something, and she's like, "Okay, here's a contract." And Jessica's like, "Great, I'm so excited to be working with you. I'll take this to my mom and check it over." The mom looks it over and she's like, "Honey, baby, sweetie, this is a 10-year contract, and it's like a really like legal jargon stuff. Like, I don't think you should sign this. I should have a lawyer look at it."
Yeah.
And Jessica's like, "Mom,
I'm good.
I just want to have a fashion vlog."
"Mom, you're so boring. Fuck."
And her mom's like, "Skylar must have had a lawyer work on this or a team of lawyers."
Yeah.
It's like, once again, how is this kid such a good manager? Well, there's so much happening off screen.
I don't know.
Because I'm waiting for this to be revealed, but maybe it's not going to be.
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
So We get more montages of makeovers because Jessica's like really blowing up, and suddenly she's a hairstylist too. Oh, yeah. And she's like, I think your bangs will look really good like this. And you know.
Need a blowout, yeah. Girl.
No qualifications on this, just kind of
just all of a sudden a hairstylist in a salon.
Hit a bitch with a bat.
And there's like real hairstylists that are doing it who must be like, come on, like,
right. She's probably just like, hairstylist, do the hair, and then I'll just talk about it. That's what I would do if I was an influencer.
That's what I would do. Why? You don't have to be a hairstylist to be an influencer. You be just like, show a thing.
Yeah. This looks great.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look great? I had nothing to do with it, but I'm taking credit.
Doesn't it look great? I'm me. Anyway, here's my face.
Here I am.
Yeah.
So
don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Right. So Doreen is still
really that's what we do too. Like, we're trying to do that.
Oh,
we always
yeah.
say rate and subscribe.
Totally rate and review the podcast.
But the problem is you can't see us point
down.
We always point down when
we
say it.
We're always pointing down when we say that.
So Doreen is like sober now. She's living her sober life. And she's like, okay, Skylar, like, I've come to the realization that you killed your mother for insurance money. And that's how you have all this money to like manage people. Okay. And
evidence for it is pretty wild, too.
What is the evidence? Because I don't even understand.
Well, she says, I went to the library.
Ah.
And you're like, I don't think they do crimes there.
Yeah, no, that's where you do crimes. That's the best place to do crime.
And then she's like, well, the night mom died, you said you were at a movie.
Ah, yes.
And you're like, okay. And she's like, I checked the movie listings, and there wasn't a movie that night. It was a live event.
Case solved.
And then she's like, I can go to the police with this. She's like, this is evidence. I can go to the police.
You know? I mean,
like cue forensics files music
right, yeah.
playing like boom. Mm-hmm.
Well, Drew, you might not take it serious of this evidence, but Skylar is very concerned about what this implicates.
She's like,
and
fuck.
She goes to Denny's and she kills Doreen. She stabs Doreen. Like we get a slow Doreen like
at Denny's.
At Denny's
in the back. She's wearing like a dark baseball hat.
Yeah, and she takes her purse and like dumps all the contents out so it looks like a robbery. And she like kicks her as she's like leaving. You know, she's like, fuck you, Doreen.
Did she at least steal from her fake steal?
No, she just dumped all her purse stuff.
Oh, then that's not a robbery.
I know.
Forensic files.
We learned Skylar's not the best at these plans she has.
Well, she's been good so far.
I mean, sure.
So far, she's been fine.
But she always leaves something to be desired.
Yeah, like the scrubs, you need to throw those away.
Like
girl.
The scrubs, yeah. Did she have the right shoes? Probably not.
Probably not.
Did she push Monica hard enough? No, she didn't.
It's probably a fucking footprint.
Exactly.
Go to the library for that.
So this is the second death connected to Skylar. And Jessica's mom's like, I think you shouldn't hang out with her anymore, probably. Mm-hmm. And Jessica's like, Mom, we have a contract.
Mom, God,
Well, she's really nice about it. This daughter is like so nice.
Oh, that's the one that was on the clip.
Yeah, the blonde daughter.
They have more of a, yeah, like,
yeah.
What you, yeah.
They're like really nice. Actually, they had a really good relationship.
Yeah,
for like these type of movies.
What did you say? It was that that from that clip, that relationship.
Oh, it was like the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Gilmore Girls.
They had a nice banter. Yeah,
they had that like they're besties.
Yeah,
right. So,
well, and they go to Doreen's funeral with Skylar, and Skylar's like really trying to pretend she's sad about it. It's like, you know, in these really hard times, like it's super important that you sign that contract now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like now more than ever.
This is a good.
Doreen would have wanted you.
Right.
To.
And Skylar pitches to Jessica. She's like, we'll move to New York. We'll get a condo or like an apartment. And we'll bring in a bunch of vloggers and I'll manage them all. And y'all live in under my roof. And
it becomes a kind of like
we're gonna move
Charles Manson thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have all of you there.
Yeah. You'll all be there.
You'll all live there.
So she's like,
you'll all have your tops off.
She's a cult leader.
Yes, she is. So, and she's like, also, I'm going to throw you a 200,000 follower party.
That's
just like she did with Monica.
That's the benchmark to do it at.
I guess
that's
so.
That's when you've made it.
It's right, 200,000
right,
followers.
Well, when we get to 200,000 followers, somebody better throw me a party.
We should have a 5,000 at least.
No, I want 200 or nothing.
Okay.
So everyone tell your friends about the podcast.
Everyone tell your friends about the podcast.
So Skylar kind of notices that things are not going. She's like kind of noticing they're pulling back, and she's getting upset.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dream sequence here that I really was confused about because it wasn't clear that it was a dream sequence?
Dream sequences are not good most of the time.
Yeah, so what time. Happens is Jessica's tied up in her sleep. She wakes up and she's like, oh no, I'm tied up, oh no. And Scott goes in and she's like, you should have signed that contract. You should have listened to me.
To
she
me.
Screams and me.
And then she
like,
starts trying to
like,
go after her vagina.
I can't
like,
explain
oh,
seven.
I don't think there's anything really sexual about.
No.
She like yeah, her where yeah. she gets pleasure from is managing social media personality.
Yeah,
like
we'll
it's
see.
It's a hyper focus for her.
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see about.
But
that.
It's just a dream, so they wake up or whatever. And I was yeah. like, fine. So Jessica tells her mom, she's like, things are weird. You know, I'm not really feeling good about this. I think that Jessica might be responsible for Monica's death. I just have
so
a feeling.
What's the dream? Did she have like makeup on it? She was like. Tilting her head again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she like just like so Jessica wakes up from the dream and she's like, Skylar killed Monica. I'm sure of it. Yeah. So they go
Guaranteed.
To the hospital.
Guaranteed.
They go to the hospital, they find the night nurse. And they're like, uh-huh. Hello, nurse. Hello, nurse. And
Hello, nurse. You're right? a very attractive nurse. Anyway.
yes. And they're like, can we check out the footage from the night that Monica died? And the nurse is like, follow me.
Go
no problem.
It.
Sure, no one's asked for that information.
And they
the
review
cops
the footage. They see Skylar's car pull into the parking lot, and then they see her get out in a nurse's outfit, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
And they do. They're like, "Zoom into
Enhance.
The picture.
Enhance
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to that reflection. What's mm-hmm. the reflection?"
And they're like, "Oh my god! Oh my god!" And so instead of going to the police, they come up with a plan. Jessica and her mom. So the mom's gonna go home, and. Have a phone ready to call 911.
Okay. Wow.
And Jessica's going to go to the party, and she'll bring Rick to protect her, the football guy. Mm-hmm. 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 And that's the plan.
Nope. It's a bad plan.
That's the plan.
It's a bad plan.
So at the party.
Which is at like a club.
It's at a club. Skylar's yeah. there with all her teens. Like they're like preteens almost.
Yeah, there's some groupie.
Yes, they're all there.
On.
They're ready. And she's like, oh my God, where have you been? We've already missed the 200,000 followers. We have way more than that. You've ruined everything, but get on stage. So Jessica runs up on stage. She's like, thank you to all the fans. I'm so grateful. And then she has a whole speech about like social media. And she's like, social media can be great, but social media can be dangerous. Social media can be deadly. You could be a deadly influencer. She doesn't say deadly influencer, but she should.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, not in this one.
That would have been an automatic pour it up.
Automatic pour it up. But she's basically like, social media can ruin your life. And everyone's like, what? We're Instagramming this right now. And she's like, you could bend up like Monica. And then the police jump in.
They're like,
and they grab Skylar.
The
yeah, they grab Skylar and she's like, get off of me. Get off of me.
Get
I'm going to kill you.
And then she points to Jessica and then everyone in the audience, she goes, I made you. I made all of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes.
And they drag her away as she's screaming.
They got more points now.
Yeah.
From that.
Everyone's filming her too. So it's like a commentary on
no one
being in
the
moment. Now she's, she's on social media.
Yeah.
So everyone's filming with their smartphones. And then Jessica is still on stage and she's like, hello. can everyone turn back to me now? Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, now that I have your attention, I have a speech. Now I'm going to act the speech for you. I haven't acted in a while on the podcast.
Okay, no.
Our true friends and our true families, they're not clicks or likes. They're real people who love us. Mm-hmm. IRL. That means in real life. Dun, dun, dun. You know? And then she's like, everyone take a moment of silence for Monica. And she holds up her phone in the air. And she turns it off.
Ooh.
Crucially,
like
though,
that.
She doesn't. She well, holds her phone up and hits the button on the side
it's
once.
Sleep button.
Yeah, she like locks her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone in the audience holds up their phone and they just lock the screen as if that means anything.
You know, it's kind of symbolic. I get it. That's kind of cool.
I'm doing it
like,
now.
Like, I'm
like,
turning
right
off
now,
my phone.
We're doing
actually,
it right
no,
now.
Though, because I do want to check some stuff.
I'm right. doing it right now.
Yes. Oh, and they all hold it up.
I got a message real
right?
quick. Hold on.
Yeah, right?
I'll do it now.
Yes.
Actually, give me 1 second. Okay.
Like, there's no symbolically now. Turning off your phone.
It, right. It was really just funny. And Everyone's holding up their phones, and the camera slowly fades to black. The end.
Wow, yeah. That's the end of the movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, mom's there, too. Like a full carry moment.
The whole thing.
Yeah, she runs in, and she holds up her phone, too.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah,
me too. Care. And it's like a flip phone. She's like, I can't do the cool thing you guys did.
It's a Nokia.
But
it's
I like can actually turn Nokia. It off, maybe.
Right, I could flip it shut.
Like, it was midnight, past midnight when I finished this movie, and in my, thin wall apartment building, I was screaming at the screen, none of you turned your phones off, you dumb assholes.
Yes.
Well, you don't know. Maybe were they holding it down?
Right.
You know? No, because you could see the screen and
it's a screen
faded
off.
Quick it's like, off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was wild. And it was it was kind of like a Mean Girls ending, the ending of Mean Girls, but with way worse writing and no Lindsay Lohan.
I also don't think that the lesson to be learned from any of those murders had anything to do with social media.
No, because social media had nothing to do with it. Yeah. Just the one girl's ambition.
No, yeah. I disagree. I think it means turn your phone off.
Okay.
Forever.
Or else,
and never
or else
use
someone
your phone
might
for
kill their
anything.
Mom and their cousin.
That's what I
and
get.
Some other
That's
person.
What I'm
Very true.
This. They should show this in a high school PSA video.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. Tyler, what are you going to do to this movie?
Putting a cork in it is bad, right?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to put a cork in it. Because
and why?
I think the people who made this movie did not know enough about social media or fashion to convince me that the characters in the movie did.
Sure.
That's fair.
So a lot of things just didn't make any sense. Like all of this weird success they had was just very unearned.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't
just
you think
automatically...
it's kind of unearned in real life, though?
Well, what's her name on the YouTube thing? Probably did some stuff, you know.
Yeah,
her name was.
Quirky.
Who, Emma?
Yeah. The one you showed us.
Quirky jams.
Yeah.
She's cool.
If you want to be on the podcast...
I'd die, and we would that we would get 200 followers then, 200,000 followers.
We'd get
as
two,
dumb
at least 200.
As dumb as influencers are, I think they do more work than this movie.
Yes, they edit their own shit and all that stuff.
They do get really good at editing.
I
give them that.
I mean, the editing on Emma Chamberlain's videos are amazing.
Yeah, they're fun.
She's good.
Like zoom in.
She's good. We'll watch one. We'll watch one while we're waiting for our next guest.
Anyway,
okay, Drew, what are you gonna do?
I'm pouring it up. I'm gonna pour it up.
And why?
Just because, you guys explain it to me, it sounded like fun.
Yeah.
Sounded like fun to me. And I kind of like the ending where they're like, turn it off. for now, or just put your phone to sleep right now.
Yes.
Instead of usually, what do they do at concerts now? Mm-hmm. Everyone uses their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of a lighter.
Yeah, a flashlight. So stupid.
I'm always in favor of people turning their phones off. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yes. I love people being like, okay. Let's turn it off.
Turn it
After off. They're all filming and stuff, she's like, fucking turn it off, dudes. Let's just have a good time together.
Yes.
So
I'm on the fence about this one. So what I liked is that it didn't really lean into mental health, you're a crazy girl type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She just was obsessive, compulsive about managing people. Maybe that could be a disorder of some kind where you get obsessed with people.
Definitely something therapy would have helped with.
Sure. But it wasn't I'm crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good. But also, there was no POCs in this movie, Drew. We didn't talk about that really. Mm. But it was so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the group scenes and the classroom, all that stuff.
There was, and this is not to be what about, because I think it more proves your point. One of her fans was an Asian girl.
Yes.
But not named at all. So
what about
does not add to representation.
What
in
about
any way.
Detective John Gange?
Oh, he might have been one of the detectives that
one of
dragged,
the cops that,
dragged
yeah.
him off. at the
no
end.
Lines. There'd be no reason you'd know his name except looking it up.
Right.
I knew his name.
Yeah.
Without
so,
looking it up. No,
you know,
that's not true.
I think I'm going to have to put a cork in it for that reason.
Okay, that's fair. Both of your corks are fair.
Yes.
But also mine is fair too.
But did I watch this twice? Yeah, I did. So it can't be that bad, I guess. But cork in it. All right, let's do a Candace.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What you say, Candace Cameron Bure?
On my wedding day, catch the bouquet. Candace hates the gays. Candace Cameron Bure.
getting creme brulee. Can't share with me. Get a scammer beret. Okay, what you say, Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it.
What did you say?
What did she say? So speaking of influencers, Brad Kemp wrote that music with me. We had a day in the studio and we did that little song, the Candace theme song.
Oh, and they, you know, they have Brad Kemp.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Friend of the whole network. He is in a comedy rap comedy hip hop group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Handsome Naked.
Handsome Naked. They were on the
NBC show.
Yeah.
They're on some show. So you probably saw them.
Bring the Funny.
Bring the Funny, yeah.
With Keenan. Yeah. Keenan. Yeah. They did great.
Yeah, they did great.
So
they didn't win. But
well, you know, that's how those things go. No, not everyone can be Kelly Clarkson.
They were too good.
Yeah. You know?
They were too good.
Yes. So just follow Brad Kemp at Brad Kemp Music because he's great.
I think a puppet won. A guy who does a puppet thing? I don't know.
The Muppets, you know?
Just like the election. Whoa.
This is now a political podcast.
Yeah, right. No way. Okay, here we go. I have a clip from Candace, and we will talk about it. It's great. It's a good one.
I'm excited.
Aurora Tea Garden, A Very Foul Play, is on right now, and I was watching, and was laughing because I totally caught Miranda, who plays Lynn Liggett, trying to contain a laugh. She's fully cracking up. Okay, so ready? Watch Miranda.
Police believe he committed this other murder.
Well, they're still piecing together their evidence, although his fingerprints aren't
trying
on
not to laugh right here.
At the back of the Stauffer residence.
She totally is.
She is.
I keep rewinding and watching. And I'm sure Miranda's laughing because Peter probably could not say one of his lines. I can see the stress in his face. Sometimes words just don't come out and then it gets all of us. And oh my gosh, it's hilarious. Sorry, I'm laughing at your expense, Peter and Miranda.
Oh my god.
So she shades her co-stars in a movie.
Shades her co-stars.
Calls them out for totally breaking in the shot that they chose.
Does she have a I feel like that's one that she has like a follow-up.
She's probably
like, look, I didn't mean getting all these things with my I didn't mean to be- no, but she showed the clip.
Yes, and
it
she's
was
right.
Very funny.
And very great.
And you could tell that that actress was,
breaking.
Breaking in the middle. They like cut that scene like right before she's like.
Yep.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
Very good.
And I just loved Candace's pure glee at the expense of someone else. And she realizes it in the moment. She's like, sorry, I'm making fun of you for this, but it's hilarious. So Candace,
No, Candace, here's the thing. Don't apologize for that. Fucking make fun of your friends. You know these people. You know these people.
You work with them.
I would.
I'd make fun of you.
Yeah, I would. Look, I would be like, if me and Patrick were in like movie business, or whatever business,
sure.
Yeah.
And I saw, and I was like, oh, I know that fucking face. Maybe nobody else does, but I know that Patrick's about to fucking crack.
Well, and we've all performed together, and like when one of us breaks, it's hilarious. Imagine if your buddy
because
was
we're
like
really good at trying not to. Mm-hmm. We do not want to. We're not like, we're not Jimmy Fallon. We're not like that kind of thing where you have to like.
So it's like imagine if your buddy was on like a national like film state, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
on
I
a big
would,
platform, and was still breaking. Like
I
that would
lose
be
my shit.
Phenomenally hilarious.
If I saw either one of you guys in like a show or a movie, probably a movie wouldn't. Have that you do another take in a movie
but. Sure you, like sometimes you don't have enough time to redo
time.
It
like, no it's fine that was the best one we got so let's go
that's it
and if I saw you guys do that shit I would lose my goddamn mind I'm
wonderful well Tyler thank you so much for being here oh my god it's a robocall I've been getting so many robocalls.
Is that a
lately.
Robocall?
I've been getting so many.
There's so many robocalls.
I don't know what's going on. Insane.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah. It's called RoboCop Podcast.
RoboCop.
Anyways, Tyler, do you have anything you'd like to plug in the pluggy time of the podcast?
Not really, no. I mean, I'm not much of an influencer, but you can follow me on Twitter at Tyler R. Davis.
Yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, hopefully after this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
After this, you will be.
Okay, Drew, how about you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Drew Butt with Pants. You can also get on the old Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff for my band, The Limbos. Check us out.
Wonderful.
We're trying to get famous.
Yeah. You're being an influencer.
We're trying to be a music influencer.
Make there sure you your manager doesn't murder you.
Yeah, make sure your manager's not named Skylar.
Oh, and hey, if anyone knows of a good manager for a band,
hit us up. Please be in high school.
Not a murdery manager. Please be in high school.
I mean, I would want a murder manager if they wanted to murder me for not going with them and making me amazing.
Yeah, you know, you have a point. And also, I think it'd be like if we want a manager that like murders the scene.
Yes, mm-hmm.
But not us.
Maybe murders the competition.
Yeah,
just murders.
Think about who does your manager murder?
All right. All this is alleged. Yeah. If this happens in real life, and you know, police are looking at these old podcasts, all alleged.
All alleged.
Yeah. All alleged.
Everything we say is alleged. Everything. Yeah. None of the things we say are true.
None of this holds up in court. Okay. Great. Thank you both for being here. And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime in Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to. But if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime in Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can also call us at 874.
We're pointing down right now.
Oh. That's 872-267-4117 is our phone number. Call us and leave a request because we've been redeeming those, or what is that called? Fulfilling those requests.
We've been fulfilling any prophecy that anyone has thrown at us. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.